Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Tracking North, written by Kerry McGuinness and read by Petra Kalev. The dingo chorus rose in wild ululation to the pre-dawn sky, fading into sobbing cries that raised prickles down Kelly Roberts' spine. Then the alarm began its demented beeping and she felt the mattress shift as Bob rolled over to stop the sound. Cold air infiltrated the space he'd made at the doona's edge, and grumpily she yanked it closer. It wasn't as if he needed the alarm. He'd have woken as usual before it rang. She sighed, hating the thought of getting up, of the freezing air meeting her shivering flesh. The prefab house, with its corrugated iron roof, was as cold in winter as a gin's tit. The inappropriate expression she had once heard in the stock camp floated into her mind, and she wondered again, as she had then, why cold? Stay there, Bob said, dressing in the dark, his outline faintly visible against the paler square of the window. The open window, Kelly reminded herself disgruntledly. Bob couldn't sleep in an airless box. He needed fresh air, which meant that Kelly got it too. I should make you breakfast. She sounded unconvincing, even to herself. I'll eat in the kitchen. Don't forget that tyre. Have Carl change it before you drive anywhere. I know. I heard all about it last night, remember? Well, it should have been obvious. Don't you ever look at a vehicle? And keep twice away from the stables. That damn stallion's dangerous. Yes, sir, Kelly snapped. Anything else? There was a moment's silence in the room. Deliberate, she knew. Bob was a deliberate man. He reached for something, his hat, fitted it, and turned to the door. You could try growing up, he said curtly. I'll see you Saturday night, probably late. The door closed, and he was gone. Kelly waited to hear some further sound. The back door, the click of the gate, but all that registered was the distant thump of the diesel engine that ran the generating plant for the station. She lay back, seething. But this feeling soon gave way to guilt and sadness. She could at least have cooked his breakfast, and since when had his absence generated in her not loneliness but feelings of relief? Guiltily, she burrowed into her pillow. Then with sudden decision, flung the doona aside, ran to the window and slammed the louvers shut. There,